Broadcasting from Cradio HQ, this is The Rush Hour with Jason Rushton.
Hello and welcome to your Catholic Current Affairs update for Thursday, the 16th of November. Overnight, Pope Benedict has offered a catechesis on St. Veronica Giuliani. H2O News was there.
The Pope dedicated his general audience catechesis today to St. Veronica Giuliani, a Capuchin poor clare of the 17th century. December 27th marks the 350th anniversary of her birth. The Pope said that Città di Castello, the town where she spent most of her life and where she died, as well as Urbino Diocese and Mercatello, her hometown, will all celebrate her life with joy. Benedict XVI then noted that the saint had a deep spirituality centered on Christ. Everything she lived was in union with Christ, in love of him, and carried out with the joy of being able to show him all the love that a creature is capable of giving. The Pope said St. Veronica Giuliani invites us to grow in our Christian life, in union with the Lord, abandoning ourselves to His will with complete confidence, and in total union with the Church, the Bride of Christ. She invites us, he said, to share in the suffering love of Christ crucified, for the salvation of all sinners.
Jesuit Father William Regg, Associate Professor of Philosophy at St. Louis University, examined what is meant by the common good and how it can best be applied to society on Tuesday at a lecture series being held at the Pontifical Gregorian University in Rome. Once again, H2O News has the story.
What is meant by the common good and how can the Church best apply it to society today? Jesuit Father William Regg reflected on these questions at a conference at the Pontifical Gregorian University in Rome on December the 14th. Addressing the theme, The Common Good and Catholic Social Thought, A Contemporary Reflection, part of a series of lectures at the Gregorians Institute for Interdisciplinary Studies in Religion and Culture, Father Regg began by outlining what is meant by the common good. He essentially boiled the concept down to three areas: basic rights, respect for persons, interpersonal flourishing, and societal integration. He then went on to explain what Catholic social thought adds to the concept. But he began by pointing out that societies can often fall into two extremes: totalitarianism in a communist sense and extreme individualism in the sense of unbridled capitalism. Catholic social thought, a theology not an ideology in the words of John Paul II, is different.
Pope John Paul II states that Catholic social teaching is not a third way, that is, it's not a particular platform or ideology, but rather a set of critical principles for informing political discourse and policymaking.
Father Regg drew on a wide range of definitions for the common good: the Second Vatican Council document Gaudium et Spes, John Paul II's teachings, and the Catechism. In all of these definitions, he said, the Church's idea of the common good rejects both totalitarianism and extreme individualism. The Jesuit professor then drew heavily on well-known Catholic philosophers, including Jacques Maritain, who compared the common good to that of musical ensembles, sports teams, and deep friendships, all of which, if aimed at common excellence, lead to human flourishing. But he warned that applying this philosophy to politics risks sheer Catholic utopia. Forging laws on human flourishing can also risk the pursuit of the common good, leading to intrusive political authority and partisan politics. Father Regg said these pitfalls can be avoided by recapturing the common good as a critical principle. At the same time, he said the Church should remain silent about precise legal and administrative means of pursuing the common good.
Catholic leaders want to find a way to introduce the concerns and critical questions that are posed by Catholic social doctrine into the discourse in such a way that it can really inform all parties and improve the policy options and choices available to citizens and policymakers.
Father Regg concluded by saying that in today's complex and globalized world, it's increasingly urgent that Catholic social thought find a politically compelling approach to social integration, the third condition of the common good.
And finally, with Christmas just around the corner, have you ever wondered what the Christmas tree symbolizes? Rome Reports has asked the Dean of the Faculty of Theology in Catalonia, Armand Puig Itàrech.
The Christmas tree is not just a decorative element. For Christians especially, it has a strong meaning.
This tree shows that even in the heart of winter, when everything is dry and the trees have no leaves, it's still green, and so a tree which symbolizes life. And this life has a name, Jesus Christ.
The Christmas tree is a symbol of life and hope that is decorated with ornaments and lights around the world. The decoration shows the importance of the birth of Jesus.
Jesus became poor, born in Bethlehem, a place of poverty. But it was a humble place with meaning. It's a poverty which leads to great wealth, to spiritual abundance, gifts, vitality, and peace.
The first time a Christmas tree was placed in the Vatican was in 1982 at the request of John Paul II. He wanted both the Nativity and the tree so that the two main signs of Christmas were very visible in St. Peter's Square.
And that's all for today's show. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow for our weekly program. God bless.